Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on June 23rd regarding Paula Steer, S-T-E-E-R-E. Paula Steer is a 54-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 7/26/21. She was standing on a running board of an ambulance and stepped off backwards onto uneven asphalt and rolled her left ankle. She went to virtual emergency room the same day. Despite this and further evaluation, she remains unaware of her final diagnosis. She did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Ms. Steer volunteered that she injured this same ankle in approximately 2007 when she stepped in a hole chasing a dog. She was found to have a peroneal tendon tear that was repaired surgically in August 2008. Postoperatively, she denies having any problems or the need for further therapy. She also admits that in 1989, she had knee surgery for scar tissue secondary to her to a patella dislocation. In paragraph, as per her claim petition, Ms. Steer alleges she fell at work, injuring her left lower extremity. Treatment records show she was seen at the virtual emergency room on 7/26/21. They performed x-rays to be inserted here. She was diagnosed with a sprain for which she was treated and released. She then followed up at Virtual Occupational Health on 7/28/21. On this occasion, nurse practitioner Steele, S-T-E-E-L, noted her course of treatment to date and her concern about surgical history of left peroneal tendon repair in 2008. She was using crutches to ambulate. She was placed on activity restrictions and was to follow up in 1 week for her left ankle sprain. She did follow up on 8/5/21 and was still symptomatic. She then was referred for orthopedic consultation. New paragraph, this took place with Dr. Barr on 8/12/21. She still complained of left ankle pain. He ended up diagnosing severe left ankle sprain with prior peroneal tendon repair. She was very symptomatic, so he placed her in a cam walker. She was also referred for an MRI. MRI of the ankle was done on 8/20/21 to be inserted here. Dr. Barr reviewed these results with her on 8/26/21. She was going to stay in the boot for 2 more weeks and then go through a course of physical therapy. He noted the MRI showed tenosynovitis but no fractures. There was partial tearing at the ATFL, PTFL, and bone contusions. There was also tendinosis and tenosynovitis at the peroneus longus and brevis. She returned on 9/9/21 and was then referred to Dr. Daniel at Rothman. New paragraph. She did see Dr. Daniel on 9/24/21. She was now seeking a second opinion. His evaluation was morbid, parentheses, severe, close parentheses, obesity due to excessive calories, left ankle pain, left shoulder pain, spontaneous rupture of extensor tendons of the left ankle and foot, chondrosynovitis and tenosynovitis, comma sprain of the deltoid ligament of the left ankle and other ligaments of the left ankle, period. Overall, he wrote, she had left peroneal tenosynovitis with partial injury of the deltoid ligament, deep fibers, and left Achilles insertional tendinosis, period. He referred her for a dynamic ultrasound and ordered a fracture boot for her, period. She followed up with him on 10/15/21, period. Scratch that. On 10/12/21, she underwent ultrasound of the ankle to be inserted here. Pretty reviewed these results with her on 10/15/21, period. He took her off the Cam Walker boot and placed her in an ASO brace on the left. Pretty would complete a course of physical therapy, period. He anticipated in the event that, scratch that. She returned to Dr. Daniel on 12/6/21, period. He wrote, she showed evidence of a chronic picture of left peroneal tendonitis. Appeared she may have an interstitial tear to the previous reconstruction along the left peroneal tendon group. Appeared they discussed treatment options, including various forms of immobilization and surgical intervention. Appeared he recommended discontinuation of physical therapy at that time with continued use of the ASO brace. Pretty clear to return to modified duty status. Period, she last saw Dr. Daniel on 1/7/22. Period, at that time, Ms. Steele admitted to a decrease in discomfort about the left ankle. Period, she was not medicating for this condition, toward discomfort and denies weakness, comma, instability, comma, or interval trauma. Period, she felt she was not prepared to return to work-related activities, secondary to concerns about lifting patients, period. Dr. Daniel wrote, she showed no evidence of instability to anterior drawer testing of the left ankle when testing the lateral ligament complex region. Period, she is completely non-tender along the left peroneal tendon group, and he appreciated no evidence of subluxation or frank dislocation to provocative maneuvers. Paired from an orthopedic standpoint, there was no indication for operative intervention, comma, physical therapy, comma, or injection therapy. Paired she may utilize an ASO brace as a means of comfort and from a safety standpoint with daily activities as necessary. Paired he deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Paired should she feel unable to return to work-related activities, he recommended consideration for a functional capacity evaluation. Period. No further visits were scheduled. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed mild swelling at the left lateral malleolus. Period. There was faint scarring about the knee consistent with her remote surgery. Period. There was no atrophy or effusions. Period. She had non-reproducible guarded motion in the ankle planes. Period. Plantar flexion was 25 degrees, comma, dorsiflexion 10 degrees, comma, inversion 20 degrees, and eversion 10 degrees. period, motion of the right ankle, both knees and hips, was full in all planes with that crepitus or tenderness, period. There was 4+/5 resisted left plantar flexor and extensor hallucis longus strength, but this was otherwise 5/5, period. She had non-reproducible tenderness to palpation about the fifth distal metatarsal and the central dorsal area of the midfoot, but there was none on the right. Period, feet and ankles normal, macro lumbosacral. She ambulated with a limp on the left, but did not utilize a handheld assistive device for ambulation. Period, she was able to stand on her heels, but declined standing on her toes. Period, she changed position slowly and was able to squat and rise. Period, the rest of that is normal. Impressions. On 7/26/21, Paula Steer was stepping down from her ambulance onto uneven ground and twisted her left ankle. Period. She was seen the same day at the emergency room where x-rays did not show any fractures or dislocations. Period, they ascertained a history of prior peroneal tendon tear repair. Period. She currently confirmed this to be the case, after which she states she had no problems at all. Period. She saw Dr. Barr orthopedically and then had an MRI of the left ankle on 8/20/21 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Steer was then seen by Dr. Daniel beginning 9/24/21. Period. He had her undergo ultrasound of the left peroneal tendons on 10/12/21. Period. He had her follow up, reviewing these results, and monitor her progress through 1/7/22. Right at that time, he found no indication for further treatment or testing, and deemed she was capable of working in a full duty capacity. Period. In paragraph, the current examination of Ms. Steer found her to be morbidly obese. Period. She ambulated with a limp on the left. Period. She had guarded and non-reproducible range of motion about the left ankle. Period. She also had non-reproducible tenderness to palpation. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for internal derangement or instability. Period. In paragraph, there is a 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left foot, as this relates to the subject event of 7/26/21. Paired her prior peroneal tendon tear and surgery were not permanently aggravated or accelerated to a material degree by the event in question. Period. End.